Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Joseph Jeremiah, our guest on today's This Week in America, was born of Christian parents on the island of Grenada, located in the Caribbean. He spent his early years there with his parents, brothers, and sisters. He worked in the accounting field until 1965 when he migrated to the U.S. He returned to school and graduated in the field of accounting. He worked in accounting in the private sector and for 10 years with the U.S. government, while being heavily involved in the ministry with some of his churches in the Washington, D.C. area. In 1990, Brother Joe, as he's commonly called, was ordained to full-time ministry as the itinerant evangelist and Bible teacher in the U.S. and elsewhere by the Colmar Manor Gospel Chapel in Maryland. He takes his ministry seriously. He's married to Yildeen, and they live in Orlando, Florida. Brother Joe is the author of 100 sermon outlines for personal and group Bible studies to preaching and teaching God's Word. Joseph Jeremiah with us on This Week in America. Joseph, a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You know, this book is really fascinating, and I know serves a purpose out there. Who exactly is the book designed for?
Well, first of all, it is designed for everyone who desires to know more of the Bible so that they can grow in their Christian life, and those who do not know Christ as Savior, that they might be informed as to their way of salvation, and consequently that they will be candidates for heaven. That's the one it's designed for.
What was your inspiration in writing this? Why were you moved to put this book together?
Well, I believe that everyone should really have an opportunity to hear God's word. There was one who said that it's better that everyone hear once than anyone hear twice. So that as many can hear it once, I feel that would be good. When I was younger, I would travel and I would try to go every home and deliver a gospel tract so that people can have an opportunity to hear and learn of God's word. So the reason why I wrote it is that everyone might hear, and that those who desire to study the word, they can do it on a personal basis or in a group session. And also those who preach the word can use the outlines to help them in the preparation of their sermons. And in that case, if they are busy, then they may not have time to use commentaries and so on, but they can use it and build up their subject, their sermon, on those outlines.
It's interesting you mentioned, besides use in group Bible studies, I take it an individual could learn something as well, just going through the book and learning themselves and spending some time with the Word.
That's right.
So the book is, by the way, 100 Sermon Outlines for Personal and Group Bible Studies to Preaching and Teaching God's Word. The author is our guest, Joseph Jeremiah. You'll find the book at Amazon. You'll find it at bookventure.com. You can link on directly to information on the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned in the beginning that the fascinating background that you had. Let's talk about that in growing up. And growing up with a Christian family, how important was the church to you during that period of your life?
Well, as I look back now, I can only say it was by the providence of God. My father was heavily involved in the ministry. He then was preaching and teaching in a little church we had there on the island of Grenada. And then my mother was 100% behind him, working in every way possible to help him in his ministries. And with that, he taught and trained all his children, 7 boys and 3 girls. And we grew up in a home that every night we had to either read a verse, and we sing many choruses, and we sing songs at home. Then at the Sunday school, I grew up in the Sunday school, so we learn a lot at the Sunday school also. And then we have missionaries coming. I learn a lot from missionaries. So much so that when I was saved, converted in 1953, I soon attached myself with a British missionary, and I traveled with him as the Bible say, a little Timothy, and there I learned a lot from him, and until I start going out on my own ministry.
Yeah, I mentioned as you were working in accounting at the same time heavily involved in ministry in 1990, ordained as a full-time minister. How did that change your life, the fact that you were able to, are able now to devote your full time to this?
Yeah, I'm full time now, but while I was working, and during the day, I have my secular job, and evening and nights, I have meetings, and I was heavily involved with some of our churches, as mentioned in the book there, some of our churches there in the Washington, D.C. and Maryland area. So then I had two callings, one in the secular life. I work in the private sector, as I said, and then later on I went for the government and I work in the finance office for about 10 years until I retire early because I wanted to go out in full-time ministry.
In the book, in the foreword, a message is powerful. And I want to talk about this and the inspiration this has in your life. As believers, our highest privilege and perhaps greatest responsibility is to faithfully share with others what the Holy Spirit has taught our own hearts from God's Word. How important is it in your life to share that message?
Oh, I believe that this is the most important message one can have. And because we are just living in time and we are going into eternity, everyone should have the knowledge and so that they can have the opportunity to be in eternity with God and to be in heaven. And that's why it's important to me, and I believe everyone should really have that opportunity. And so because I started a long time, you don't quit in making known God's word. You do not retire, really. You just change assignment or change areas so that, as the word said, all the world should know. But we cannot go into all the world, but wherever we are, we try to make it known wherever we are. So now I am in Florida, and I'm carrying on the work similar to what I did in the other states.
You know, it's one thing to have the desire to share, but to actually understand how to prepare, how to deliver. Talk about the importance of a clear presentation, an outline that will help you spread the message.
Yes, well, as everything else, I'm a teacher, have to teach the class. They have to study the lesson or the subject, and then they will teach it. And to get the outline is, as they say, to deduce from a passage what can be found in that passage. Sometimes, according to the Bible, we deal with prophecies. So we have to deduce in the passage where you get prophecies, like the prophet Isaiah, Jeremiah, and many of the prophets in the Old Testament. We deduce in that message, as God spoke to them, as God revealed to them, the things they must say, especially to the nation of Israel. So this is where I get my outlines from the different passages from the Bible. And in the New Testament, we have everything pertaining to how we must come to Christ and how we there should live. By way of how we conduct ourselves in this world so that we will have a testimony and that it might impact the lives of others.
How difficult was it to write the book from the sense of coming up with 100 sermon outlines? Was it difficult to get it 100? I'm thinking you probably got another batch that you're ready to put together for a follow-up book. Was it hard to pick the 100 you have in the book?
No, it was not hard because I've been preaching for a long time, for years, and according to how I handle the ministry, whenever I preach, I have an outline. I type an outline and I put it in my Bible. So then I have it as a reference when I'm reading a passage so that I can keep the subject before the eyes or before the ears of those I'm speaking to. Now, over the years, I have more than 100 of those. So I went through those outlines I have, and I write the book according to the outlines. There has been maybe a little bit of advancement, but yet the basic thing is what I've been preaching on for years now.
And you mentioned in the beginning the outlines can be modified, further developed. This is an outline. And let's talk again about the benefit of an outline. I'm sure people live busy lives and they're making a presentation and they really haven't thought exactly through where they're going. An outline is necessary, really, isn't it, to stay on message and to get the key points across in a limited amount of time?
Yes, that's the main part of it. Because sometimes if one just speaking and he doesn't have an outline going to present to the people, then sometimes he go offline, he go off the subject. And sometimes he can give an illustration, but sometimes he get lost with the illustration and then something else comes up, especially in the day in which we live, different things come to our minds and we get into them and we forget the basic thing we want to present to the people. So the outline keep us on track or keep us online so that we can bring our message directly as we desire to the people, and that help. And if we're going off course, then the outline help us to get back into the subject matter. And I think that is quite helpful. It has been working for me, and I know it can work for anyone.
Successfully for a number of years, and for someone who is interested in helping to spread the message, this is a guideline that has worked and worked well over the years. Joseph Jeremiah, our guest on the program, the book is 100 Sermon Outlines for Personal and Group Bible Studies to Preaching and Teaching God's Word. It's available at bookventure.com. You'll find it as well at Amazon. You can link on directly and get all that information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Time going by way too quickly on the program here. It's interesting that within the outlines, you've got insightful questions and applications. Talk a little bit about that aspect, because these are very thought-provoking and important questions that you pose.
Yes. Questions can come like in the day in which we live, is not the same as in the 1940s. So there have been trends, not only in the world, in the secular things, but in the church too, there have been trends. And there has been more or less going offline sometime as far as our spiritual growth is concerned.
Yes, we've got Jeremiah's got a call there. Joseph Jeremiah, our guest, 100 Sermon Outlines for Personal and Group Bible Studies to Preaching and Teaching God's Word is the name of the book. It's available, as I mentioned, at Book Venture. You'll also find it available at Amazon. By linking on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can get direct information. In talking about some of the chapters, and we got a few minutes left in the program, I'd like to touch on a few, and you can give the significance. Obviously, in a new beginning is where you start. Chapter 1, Exodus. Talk about the importance of that.
Oh, the importance of that in Exodus, from the book of Exodus, is to see how God more or less delivered, how God delivered his people, Israel, from bondage in Egypt, that they should go to the promised land, the land of Canaan, wherein he had promised to their forefathers, Abraham. Way back, you can find in Genesis 15. This is known as the Abrahamic covenant. God promised Abraham that all his descendants would be in that land of Canaan. And if you trace the history, you'll find there are many ups and downs into it. But yet, according to God's promise, God fulfilled that promise by raising up, first of all, Moses, to go to Egypt for them. And then when Moses died in the land of Moab, then he raised up Joshua, who succeeded Moses, and Joshua led them to the land of Canaan. And that is, how we say, is a real estate God has given to Abraham and to his descendants ever since. And God doesn't promise to take it back from them. So there's a lot of history on that, but I know if we study a little bit of prophecies, we'll see in a coming day, then they will be permanently in that land for good, because God has assigned that land to them. But many things will happen from Genesis 15 to the time when they will come to this land. And a good way to see that is one of my subjects there, I don't remember which chapter now, but is on the dispensations. They have a title called this, the seven dispensations. So if one read that, it will see that. and then again want to see how they left Egypt, going to Canaan, how they march. They march like a cross, and that is found in page 60 of the book, the 60 and 60 to 63, how that Israel, they marched like a cross, the three tribes first in the east, in case Judah was in the east, three tribes, then three in the south, three in the east, three in the west, and three in the north. And that's how they marched across. And the Ark of the Covenant in the center, highly protected. So that's how they travel. Very interesting, that chapter there. I think
It is, and that's one of 100 sermon outlines that you'll find in the book 100 Sermon Outlines for Personal and Group Bible Studies to Preaching and Teaching God's Word. Joseph Jeremiah is the author. A couple minutes left in the program. I'm looking down all of these, and I'd love to talk about each one individually. One jumps out here, and it's pretty early in the presentation as well. This is chapter 7, Baptism, the Identification with Christ. I would think this would be a very crucial sermon to deliver, and you've got the outline that we can use to follow as we're making this presentation.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'll say about the outline, one can use it as a base, but sometimes people have different breakdown of a passage, but the outline helps to keep on track. Well, about Romans, about baptism, identification with Christ, the basic thing about this, you'll find it in Romans chapter 6. And every time I read Romans chapter 6, it takes me to the time when I was baptized, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and was the missionary who I joined myself with, who baptized me, and he read Romans chapter 6, and about verses 3 to 4 there, he say that as Christ have been raised up from the dead, from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should rise to walk in newness of life. So baptism is a symbol of death, that we are buried with Christ, and as Christ rose from the dead, we then from that time have purpose in our hearts, and we have committed to God that we are going to walk in a newness of life, so that people will know that we are not the same person as we were before. We are Christians, and we have a life to live and to live for God. So that's what this chapter is all about, identification with Christ. We identify with Christ by way of baptism, which is a symbol of death. We identify with him by way of his resurrection, which speaks of the new life that we are purposed to live and be identified with.
One of the sermon outlines, just briefly, some of the others that you will find in the book, From Hopelessness to Happiness, God's Time Clock, The Big Three Questions in Matthew, Tips on Door-to-Door Witnessing, Women in the Bible Who God Used to Accomplish His Purposes, Youth for Christ and Adults Also, summarizing with the chapter 100, which is what we believe. Just a minute or so left in the program, Joseph. Talk about the reaction that you're getting from the book. This is what has worked for you. You've done a lot of the heavy lifting, haven't you, for people who want to teach the message but do it in the proper way.
Yes, this is the purpose. If we want to teach the message, I think that's a good way that one can follow. And then I don't think we can go wrong, because I don't believe I've gone wrong ever since. I see many responded to the messages, and many learn new things, and I keep on learning too. As we say, we never graduate here. We are going to graduate when we get to heaven. But we are ever learning people, and I'm still in the process of learning until such time that we are transported into heaven. Then we graduate to that time.
We benefit from that knowledge in your book, 100 Sermon Outlines for Personal and Group Bible Studies to Preaching and Teaching God's Word. Our guest has been Joseph Jeremiah. The book is available at bookventure.com at the bookstore there. You'll find it at Amazon, of course, as well. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to information on the book. Joseph, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing what's in your book. Thank you.
Well, just one more thing.
Yes.
The book is available from the publisher, Zulan Press of Maitland, Florida. They are the publisher of the book. So they have the bookstore also, and they sell it wholesale to anyone who wants it for their stores, or anyone individual want it. They sell it also. So you get both at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and also Zulon Press in Florida.
That is important information. I'm glad that you pointed that out so people can get information on the book. And I'm sure many are thinking about buying multiple copies to pass out to people to help them in their mission in life. 100 Sermon Outlines for Personal and Group Bible Studies to Teaching and Preaching God's Word. Joseph Jeremiah with us on the program. Sir, thank you so much for being with us on the program.
And thank you very much, Brother Broughton, for having me on your program and giving the opportunity to share about the book so that people they can be fully informed as to what book they are buying. If someone gave them as a gift for Christmas, it'd be good. They will know exactly what it's all about. Thank you very much.
It is a perfect gift, a gift for Christmas. Again, 100 Sermon Outlines for Personal Growth. Have personal and group Bible studies to preaching and teaching God's Word. Joseph Jeremiah, our guest on the program. Information and link to information on the book at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.